To most seems like it's far, far away, but the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do, we can do today.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, we say marhaba and we welcome you into today's silsila, where inshaAllah Azza wa Jal will be discussing the importance of preparation for al-maut, preparation for our death. But before doing so, as usual, we always mention the blessings of reciting durood and salawat upon our holy Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The coolness of our eyes and minds. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in a blessed hadith sharif that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that decorate your gatherings by reciting durood and salawat upon me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, each and every act that a Muslim engages in, the most important aspect of it is the good intention that one carries out that particular act. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will see it and watch the silsila from the beginning to the end, only and only for the pleasure of my Khaliq and Creator, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Another good intention that one can make is that I make the good intention that whatever I listen to, I will do my level best to practice upon it. And I'll also convey its message to the others. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that, بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that preach and convey my message, even if it is only one verse. Another good intention that one can also make is that whenever I hear the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal being mentioned, I will respond by saying Azza wa Jal. And whenever I hear the name of the Holy Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being mentioned, I will respond by saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic of discussion is regarding preparation, you know, tayari and preparation for our death. Why and why? Because death, al-maut, death is a reality. And it's such a reality that none of us can escape from. If there is among the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed each and every one of us, in regardance of whether a person is rich or poor, in regardance of whether a person is weak or strong, in regardance of whether a person is a prophet or not a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether a person is tall or short, whether a person is strong or weak, whether a person is rich or poor, whether a person is from people that are pious or from the sinners, the reality is that each and every one of us has to taste death. And death is a reality that none of us will be able to escape from. So death is a reality. And dear respected listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this crystal clear in the Quran in Majid.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, that each and every soul, each and every ruh shall taste death. But the biggest question is, what have we prepared for our death? What tayari, what preparations have we made for our maut? We could be sitting right now and enjoying ourselves, while the reality is that our kafan, the cloth that is going to be used to shroud us, could already be on sale in the marketplaces. You know, this shooting, this silsila that we are doing today, you know, it is a silsila that is conducted in a graveyard. And the reality is that the people that are in their graves today, the people that are resting in this graveyard today, some of them might have left their houses early in the morning, going out to go and fulfill their daily duties, going out to go and earn for their family members. And the reality is that they could not, some of them left home, and on the way to work, an accident happened and they died. And today they are laying in their graves. They left their work, they left their homes, going out to go and earn a living. And then the reality of death approached them. It was time for them to leave and depart from this world. And maut came to them. And today they are in their graves. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, the reality is that none of us is aware of when will death come to them. But what we know for sure, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed each and every Muslim, is the fact that we all have to taste death. We all have to die one day. But are we making preparations for our death? Are we making tayari and preparation for our maut? How prepared are we for our death? If death is to approach you right now, you know, each and every Muslim that is sitting and watching the silsila today, it is a question to each and every one of us. It is a question to myself. If maut and death is to approach you right now, if death is to come to me now, am I prepared for it? Are you prepared for your maut? Are you prepared for your death? Because remember, our duration and time in this world, it is, we are here in this world to prepare for the akhirah. We are travelers in this world. This is not our main destination. This is not our final destination. Our final destination is still to come. Here in this world, we are musafirs. In reality, we are like prisoners that have been put in a grave. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put it lovely, and it is stated in the Hadith Sharif that this world is a prisoner for a believer, and it is paradise for a non-believer. So my dear respected listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, we are here as musafirs. This is not our destination. That is why, you know, in the Arabic grammar, death is also referred to as al-intiqal. Al-intiqal means to move from one location to another location. And that is the reality of our life. Today we are here, and tomorrow we shall be in the qabr. You know, the people that are in their qabrs today, there was a time whereby they were also in this world. They also lived in this world. And today, they have started their journey. They have moved from this world into the next destination. You know, the human being's life, because remember that a human being is a combination of two elements. You have what is referred to as ar-ruh, which is the soul. Then you have what is referred to as al-jasad, which is the body. And when a person has both ar-ruh wal jasad, then that person is referred to as a living human being. But when the ruh leaves the body, when the ruh permanently leaves the body, then that is referred to as al-intiqal or al-maut, whereby a person has moved from this world into the next world. Why? Because remember that we live, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates us, we go into a world that is referred to as alame arwah, alame arwah is the world of souls, the world of arwah. And in alame arwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares us for our next destination. We are in preparation for our next destination. So we move, nantaqil, we move from alame arwah to the next world. And that is life in a mother's womb. And in a mother's womb as well, there as well, preparations are being made for us for our next destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors us with all the required tools, with all the requirements that we shall require in order to make our lives easy in the next destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us eyes to see, so that it can make our life in this world easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ni'mah and the bounty of hands, so that we can use these hands to make our lives easy in the next destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us legs to walk, so that we can make our lives easy in our next destination. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors us with all the requirements, tools, in order to make our lives easy in our next destination. So this preparation in alame bataniya, this preparation takes place in a mother's womb. And then from a mother's womb, nantaqil, we travel to the next destination, which is ad-dunya, which is life in the world. And once you are in the dunya, once you are in this world, you have to make tayari. You have to make preparation for your next destination. Why and why? Because we are not in this world forever. We are not here in the dunya forever. The reality is that we have to go to our graves. We have to go into the next destination, which is life in the grave. So while we are on earth, while we are in this world, we have to make preparation for the next destination. And once we lack in preparation, then life in the next world will become very difficult. And the preparation that we have to engage in, the preparation that we have to make, is the preparation of following the commands of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the preparation of following the instructions and commands of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why and why? Because a person who follows Allah's commands, a person who follows Allah's instructions, a person who follows the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's instructions, then that person, that individual, will not only obtain success in this world, but rather will also obtain success in the akhirah, will obtain success in the next life. And those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them in the Quran in Majid. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that, وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. That those who obey Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have achieved great success. Meaning that in the obedience of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a human being will not only be successful in this world, but will also be successful in his next destination. By obeying the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will be successful in this world, and will also be successful in the akhirah as well. Meaning that by following the sunnah and the teachings of the Holy Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is also a form of preparation for the next destination. And subhanallah, that is why you'll find that in this beautiful and sweet and fragrant mahal of Dawat Islami, the sunnah and the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are highly emphasized. That is why, subhanallah, those that are part of this mahal, you'll find that they start developing that love towards the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll find that those who join this beautiful mahal and environment of Dawat Islami, subhanallah, they become lovers and devotees of the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you study and read books, and you'll find that those who join this mahal of following the sunnah and teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even at the time of their death, and at times even stories after their demise from this world, you'll find that some of them, when their graves, people dug their graves, you'll find that their bodies were still fresh. The Mufti of Dawat Islami, Mufti Farooq Rahmatullahi Alayhi, there is incidents whereby when they dug his grave, subhanallah, his body was still fresh. Why and why? Because he was a person who followed the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was a person who made preparation and tayari for his next destination. And he followed the sunnah, he followed sharia, he followed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that it is beautifully stated that Mufti Farooq rahmatullahi alayhi, he had a motorbike and he sold his motorbike. And when he was asked the reason as to why he sold his motorbike, why and why? Because a motorbike was a great need in that era and time whereby people used that motorbike as means of transportation. A motorbike was a source of movement from one place to another place. And he sells his motorbike. And people inquire and say, Huzur, why did you sell your bike? And he replies and says that, I sold the bike. Why and why? Because when I sit on the bike, it is very difficult for one to avoid looking at non-mahram woman. When one sits on a motorbike, it is very difficult for one to save his eyes from looking at wrong places and so forth. And subhanallah, he goes out and he sells his bike. This shows how much love that he had for the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how much of love that he had for obeying the commands of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, if you have not yet brought yourself and attached yourself to this mahal of Dawat Islami, attach yourself to this mahal of Dawat Islami. Why and why? Because by attaching yourself in the mahal of Dawat Islami, because of the company of the pious people, because of the company of the lovers of the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you were a person that was not habitual to obeying the commands of Allah, by joining mahal, you will also start obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By associating yourself with good company, you'll also become a good person. By associating yourself with good company, you'll find that there will be revelation in your own life. You'll start making tayari, you'll start making preparations for your next destination. You know, there is a beautiful story that I want to share with the viewers of Madani Channel that is also narrated in Faizan Sunnat. I will not narrate it word by word, but rather the summary and the mafhum of the story, in order for you to understand how this beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami molds a person to start making preparations, to start making tayari and preparations for their life in the next destination. It is stated that once there was a young man, and this young man, and this is not a story, a fairy tale, or a story that took place years and years ago, but rather, this is a recent incident, an incident that transpired in our days and time, whereby a young man, in his early 20s, it is stated that this man, once, he was riding on his motorbike, and while riding on his motorbike, a truck smashed him. He was in an accident whereby a truck hit him. And it is stated that because of the impact, this young man's body was cut into two halves. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, his body was cut into two pieces, into two halves. And it is stated that the people that were on the scene, on the accident scene, when they rushed to this young man, they found that his lips were moving. And what statement was he uttering? He was uttering the statement and saying, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Imagine, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, his body has been separated. His body has been cut into two halves. And yet, the lips are moving in the remembrance of his beloved Habib, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is stated that they rushed this young man to the nearest clinic, the nearest hospital. And when he was rushed to the nearest hospital, you know, the doctors that were operating on him, it is stated that they were all amazed by the fact that although this young man, his body had been cut into two halves, which gave no sense in the medical field. They were amazed as to how can a person's body be cut into two halves, and yet they are still engaged in the remembrance of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are amazed as to how is it medically possible for the body to be separated in two halves and a person's lips yet still moving. And it is stated that he was rushed even to another hospital, to the bigger hospital compared to the other hospital. And the doctors there as well, they were all outstaken, they were all amazed as to how is this medically possible. And it is stated that the last words that were uttered, the last words that came out from this young man's lips were, La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And this young man, it is stated that he was a person who was attached to the beautiful mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. It is stated that he was a person who was involved in the activities of the mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah, this young man, because of his attachment to the mahal of Dawat-e-Islami, this mahal molded him, this mahal reminded him. Why and why? Because the leader of Dawat-e-Islami, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, now and then bayans are delivered. Now and then in Madani Mudhakaras, remembrance for death is been made, that one should start preparation for their own death. This type of bayan, this type of information, this type of nasiha is delivered in the ijtima'at and gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami. So each and every person should try to attach themselves to the mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. Why and why? Because subhanallah, see the young man, because of his closeness to the mahal, subhanallah, even at the time of death, he was prepared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his sadaqah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate our ranks and status as well. Going back to the topic of discussion, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, O young Muslims, let us prepare for our death. O elderly people, let us make preparation for our death. For we do not know when shall maut come to us. We do not know when shall death come to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated time and place for our death. And when the time comes for your death, you shall be at the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written your death for you. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, it is time we woke up from this sleep. It is time we face reality. How many of our family members have we buried? How many of the people that we knew? How many fathers have buried their own sons? Yet, we still live in this life as if we are to be here forever. It is time we started making preparation for the Akhirah. It is time we started making preparations for our Qabr. It is time we started making tayari for our next destination. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq and ability to start making preparations for our next destination. For surely death is a reality. As they state that, kar lo jo karna, akhir maut hai. Do as you please. Live your life as you want. But know that death is a reality. One day, and one day, you have to die. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To most seems like It's far, far away. But the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do today.